Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Tracy.
What? No, you're going to clear this with me first, because what are we talking about? She always blindsides me.
I thought you made a good point.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I still feel like you're not going to be okay with this, but the okay came way too fast.
I think I know what it is. And
all
okay
I had to say
it.
Was you made a good point. And you're like, oh, that's good. Just carry on.
World stop.
Carry on.
We were just talking about threesomes for no apparent reason, but she said they're the easiest thing ever because you do less work and he's more turned on. And I'm like,
that sounds like you're doing threesomes wrong.
Choking. No, it really is. You're splitting the responsibility of all the work with somebody else, and he's like more turned on than ever because he's like, wow, I get two of you, and you're like, bro, like, high five.
Yeah, I
like, we get to split this shit. Like, I don't even have to do all the work.
Like, I don't like when I'm ready to take you on for a fight and then you just I stop in my tracks.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
lately
makes
it's
sense.
Been happening a lot. She's not a fan.
I was like, oh, that makes sense. What's been happening a lot? Threesomes?
No. Oh. Well, yeah, but no, me. Yes and no. No, me stopping
Wait
you
a second.
With my knowledge. Hair flip.
Alan,
yes,
your track too, right? Obviously, I see that when he goes, yes, his name comes up like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm track two.
Okay, I feel like I'm hearing myself echoing a little bit. Do you hear that, Tracy?
It's like it was before. I don't hear it as much now.
We're both echoing, and I can hear it in my headphones. I just want to make sure. Like, I feel like this is what happened last week. There's something going on that you didn't believe me. Because you're
echoing?
Yeah, I can hear myself in my headphones echoing, and then sometimes Tracy echoing.
Is there anything, like, how close are your headphones to the mic?
Maybe a little closer.
Because it's probably the mic picking up in your headphones.
Wow. Well, we've done this for 5 years. You think I know that by now?
I mean, duh, what an idiot.
I mean, there's a lot of things I'd think you'd know by now, but, like.
Yeah, and here we are.
The fuck? I keep getting calls of like, help, I need help setting up the equipment. Like, I haven't shown you a million bajillion goddamn times.
All right, guys, Alan.
We're keeping this in the episode, right? Because I need everyone to understand how bad Alan struggles.
Alan has completely a bit, like, he went full blown a bit, like, daddy abandonment.
Yeah.
Like, when your father.
It's giving, hi, I'm going to go get milk, and then he never came back. He sent Rachel.
I think the modern
you try to deal with them.
Like, instead of going to get cigarettes, I went to go get vape juice.
Not only that, Tracy, he gave fucking poor innocent Rachel. Like, he almost was afraid to say, like, hey, this is going to be like X, Y. Yeah, he was like, no, you got
it.
It's
fine. You guys are great.
You got it.
Alan told me.
What are you
me.
Talking about? I told Rachel from the get-go that it was going to be a
fucking
disaster.
Alan, Rachel, last one that we recorded, she goes, yeah, Alan just told me nothing. She's like, oh, everything will be great. Go ahead.
Yep. She goes, Alan told me nothing. Shots fired.
She's a liar.
We're not trying to, like,
okay.
Break up your marriage or anything, but, like, she also did not.
But it would be good for the show, so.
No,
we really
she's
could
a
use
liar.
One of those
it's good.
Huge episodes again.
I'm just saying. You know, it's been a struggle without you. I hate admitting it.
I don't like admitting defeat, but sometimes you just need your daddy, you know?
Oh, my God. I don't know if you remember, but I was like, remember last week? I go, fuck Alan. We don't need Alan.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you know what I
level
said?
Was sky high.
Do you know what I said? That's a lie.
And then we lost the full episode.
I can't.
Do you know how much, like, better my life has gotten when I don't have to do this every week?
Yeah, I believe it. I get it.
Like, Monday nights now, it's Rachel having to stay up late doing all the copy and shit. Meanwhile, like, I get home around 9 o'clock, and I'm like, great, I have to go to bed now. See ya.
I love Rachel so much. And, you know, we all know Rachel is extremely intelligent and beautiful, and she's awesome. But, you know, me and you have this thing on Monday nights where, like, you'd, like, give me the copy. Like, could you kind of remind me, like, what episode is about, and it kind of would, like, spark something in me. And I'm like, Rach, can you just like give me like a few lines or whatever? It was like the worst thing I've ever read. She goes, I'm really sorry, I'm not good at this.
She's so cute. I can't.
She goes, please don't make me do this again. And I was like, it's okay. I was like, you know what? Next time, don't try to make it a thing. Just tell me what we talked about. And she's like, please don't make me do this. And I'm like, oh my God, this poor girl. This poor girl. I think she was talking about the whole podcast in general, not just the copy.
Yeah, please don't make me do this again. AKA record the podcast.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. But Alan just straight up dipped. He dipped, and you know, he can't even. He's like, can't even answer a text when he's at work. It's that dramatic.
Yeah, and for no reason at all. Just left.
Yeah, just left just to do like a shit ton of ribbon cuttings. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen.
I
like,
love
do you,
that you
live
just,
in
like
a new community, like where there's just like no like people, and every day they cut ribbons. This
no, and I love that like you just that's the way you think my like you all you think my job is cutting ribbons.
It's 100% your job. All you do is 100%.
Jess is the most condescending and degrading person
I know,
you'll ever
like,
meet. It's like just, oh, imagine like having three kids is so fucking easy. Like oh, you and your ribbon cutting. Like it's literally me and Alan have like no substantial being on this earth, and it's just her. Without her, we would not survive.
This man cuts ribbons more than you make me like feel comfortable about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Like, when was the last time you seen a ribbon cutting in New Jersey? There's no space to
I
cut. There's no
means.
More.
I don't even know what to understand. What
like, when
when's the last
store...
time you talked? Like, are you a part of your Chamber of Commerce? Do you know what they're
Do
doing?
Do I look
Jessica?
Like I'm a part of my Chamber of Commerce, Alan?
Her titties are a part
no,
of it.
If anything, you're like the Chamber of Secrets because yeah. you're a dirty person. No, I mean, I will say we've had so many fucking ribbon cuttings, but like it's our director of membership is really good. She's had a ton of signups the past like year. We have almost 700 members, which is crazy compared to like we have a big city near us and theirs has 900. And for a relatively small community, it's really nice to see like that kind of what's the fucking word? God, I'm in the middle of like both sounding professional and doing my job and remembering I'm bad examples. Mm-hmm. But like we've got a lot of good community turnout, so that's and support.
Do you cut one ribbon a day?
No, it's usually at least one a week, if not more. Like this
more.
Week we had three.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, don't make me pull up your Facebook page.
No, this week it's last week we didn't have any. This week we had three. Which sucks because I'm the one who's like in charge of social media and taking the pictures and all of that. And this week, because I have COVID, I had to be like, interns, you have to do this. And I get pictures that suck.
We are so lucky to have, oh my God, we are so lucky to have Alan back because he literally had to be dying of COVID to join us again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, what's
dying
worse
of COVID.
Than having COVID? Recording podcasts. Okay.
Yeah.
This man had to get sick with COVID to come back and say hi to y'all. He literally
God today said,
bye.
Fuck you. No, mm-hmm. God today said, fuck you. He was like, listen, you have COVID. You have to record with bad examples. And your power, it's going out. Your power's out.
God's least favorite.
So. but I love my new job. So.
That in New Jersey... You know, because we live in the Mecca, we don't lose power unless there's like, I don't know.
And there's like backup generators everywhere because we can't not have power in Jersey.
He made the best point. Like the power goes out for like.
It's like 10 minutes and then minutes. It's like, don't worry, reboot the system. And I'm like, oh, well, thank God. What was I going to do for 10 minutes without a charger?
Alan's like, the power's out. I'm like, won't it be back on in like 2 minutes? But they're like, too busy cutting ribbons down south to get that power back.
Uh-huh. It's called priorities.
Cut a ribbon for that. Do you know what ribbon cutting is?
Yes, when you like open a new place and everyone stands in front of it, claps, and they hand you giant fucking scissors the size of bodies, and then you do a cut, and then they're like, oh, yay, it's open, and then
Wait,
that's it.
Alan, do you have those scissors? Like, are they like in your office? Do you like, you keep them on hand?
Yes, they are in my office.
I know what that is.
That is so perverted.
The big scissors are in my office, and they have our logo on it.
Not big scissors.
So does the ribbon.
That's pretty
Your
cool.
logo or our logo?
definitely the bad examples logo is
I don't know. You said scissoring, and I was like, it's giving bad examples.
No. Can you imagine if I showed up to ribbon cutting and it had bad examples? Like, I had to explain to everyone why I'm being fired, and it's y'all.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I've given up on trying to hide the shame, though. You know? Someone I work with, like an older woman, heard about the show recently. Mm-hmm. And, like, listened to an episode, and she was like, you're going to have to tell your daughter really early about what you do. And I was like, well, I'm not, like, a stripper. Like,
yeah, like, also, we talk about... First of all, can we just stop for a second? Hold on.
What you do? I was like, what? I'm not a sex worker. I don't need to have that
also,
talk.
Yeah, also, we're all fucking adults here. Like, if you are so fucking taboo that you can't say, like, the word blowjob, like, lady, calm the fuck down.
She went there.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, we're all adults. Like, at one point, our kids are, guess what, going to be having sex, I assume. Like, that's how people get pregnant. That's how the world continues to procreate. So, eventually, they're going to be hearing this. I'd truly, honestly, rather them hear the good tips than not know what the fuck they're doing. Lisa Rinna wrote a book about giving blowjobs, and her daughter straight up read it. And I have nothing left to say on my point. Mm-hmm. Case closed. Thank you.
Let's be real, though. Like, it would be so much easier to, like, explain the fact that you are a sex worker than to explain this podcast.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm a sex worker. Don't look up my work. And they're like, wow.
Well,
okay,
not
definitely.
Even that. Like, one is all about positivity. It's like, all right, yes, I'm a sex worker. It's this. And then it's like, also, I do this podcast, and there's some episodes that are about sex, and then some episodes are really sad, and then some episodes we fuck up, and so we only have pieces because Alan's not there. Some episodes we talk shit about him, but then it fucks up even more.
First of all, I want to start you out by saying it's not on a positive note, like as if you were a sex worker, as if sex working is so positive. It's such a happy place to be. That's what you just said.
Dude, are you kidding me? People that run OnlyFans make more money than I will make in my lifetime.
Yeah, so am I a less good mom because I don't have an OnlyFans and I have a show called Bad Examples?
Kinda.
Literally just
probably
a
little bit.
Come to think of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, probably a little bit.
You're right.
Show a titty and make some money, and you're probably a little bit better in their books.
Yeah, like, you're right. You're 100% right. The woman at work would have respected me more if she saw my monthly, like, subscribers. But
yeah,
no.
And she's like, wow, you're clearing $100,000 a month for showing your tits. Oh, okay. What do you do on Bad Examples? We pretty much make fun of ourselves, have no show, and still poor.
Well, when she said it, the first thing that went through my mind, I was like, what's the last thing that I said that, like, I wouldn't want her hearing? And I was like, oh, Denny tried to fuck me after I dropped her off at preschool. Like, yeah. We are going to have the talk.
I don't even think it's that bad.
I'm just going to have Alan delete it off iTunes. How about that? Can we all agree on that?
It's in the cloud somewhere. Once things are said, it's in the cloud.
So it was really weird for us a couple weeks ago. We had a wedding that we were, you know, doing video and photo for. And when they booked us, they told us they were big fans of Dimly Wit. And I was like, I'm so fucking afraid to ask. And it was Bad Examples.
Of course it was.
So Rachel and I were like, oh, fuck. These people have heard some of our most intimate details. And now
they're hiring you.
We have to be
job.
There for like their one wedding day. Wow. Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah, they know that Rachel puts on a strap on and rides you around the house. That is awkward.
Yeah, exactly. That's correct.
Stop it. I can't even take that seriously.
And I just want to say, who came through for you during that wedding and who didn't?
Am I the didn't?
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
We didn't FaceTime Tracy, so therefore she couldn't have let us down.
Excuse you. You asked her for a video and she was like, I don't look pretty. And then she sent a picture where she's like, looks beautiful.
First of all,
I know, right? Like, looks fucking flawless.
Yeah,
it's
like her
I don't
lashes
look
are
good.
To the ceiling.
Well, first
like,
of all, well, thank you all.
She got
one.
The sex
and then
hair.
Two, I did look homeless. And I forgot, had there been one slight text to remind me, hey guys, don't forget. But also, I didn't get a FaceTime. Now I'm a little disappointed.
If the homeless looked like you looked, there wouldn't be a homeless problem. People would be okay with people looking like you living outside their stores. Like, they'd be like, oh.
We're getting close
welcome.
To me living outside their stores. So hopefully that's the case.
Homeless.
Tracy, if
have you,
you
seen
think
an actual
that's
homeless person?
That might be like homeless with an OnlyFans.
I wish. I wish I had less morals. I would totally make an OnlyFans.
I was like, this bitch.
I'd be rich so
meanwhile,
fast.
I actually FaceTimed her homeless. Alan took a fucking screenshot of me where I have 70 chins and posted it in Club Batty, and I deleted it, and then I threatened his actual life, his livelihood.
I
drive to Virginia right now, and I will smash your phone.
I still have that. It's in the cloud.
So
not that cloud.
Rude. so rude. Do you a favor. That's how I get the favor returned.
It's 100% going in the photos that we deliver to her also.
Oh, my God.
I will fucking kill you. Oh, my God.
So if you're,
she was
if you're
really
listening,
sweet and really pretty, not surprised.
If you're listening, that's coming your way.
Yeah.
That's my girl. She'll delete that shit. Oh, my God. Her husband was so hot. He had a mustache. And I'm like, we're doing it.
Jess loves a fucking mustache.
I said, you better be careful. That thing will get you pregnant. And they were like, oh, no, it won't.
Okay.
Dude, at one point, someone said something. They were like, all right, go get pregnant. And she yelled from the boat that they were leaving on, I've got plan B.
And I was like, wow, this woman's a fucking icon.
A true baddie. Well done. Well done. Well played. Yeah, so we got Alan back for the day, which is great.
Temporarily, yeah.
Temporarily until his, hopefully doesn't have long-term COVID. But, yeah.
No, but like the fucking medicine they've got me on is fucking me up long-term. I'm pissed about it, dude.
Yeah, tell Tracy.
So Tracy, the medicine they have me on, they've told me that for the next 3 to 6 months, I can't try to get Rachel pregnant.
Wow.
So we were, like, literally, she's got a doctor's appointment in November to get her IUD out. We were going to start in December. Now we fucking can't.
Wow. I have an IUD. That shit's the greatest thing ever.
I say just do it anyway. What's the worst thing that could happen to your baby?
Maybe we don't play what that do game. I don't think that's a great idea. I don't love that.
I don't love that idea either. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
I'm just saying.
Meanwhile, Jessica's over here like, listen, they tell you not to smoke, and I'm over here getting blazed, bro.
I'm just saying, they tell you a lot of things don't do before you stop doing this, but 3 months before you're trying to get pregnant. Who actually does that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fair, but we've also had two abobos, so like, I want to be abobos. Abortions.
Oh
wow. My God. We're just
I don't
throwing
think
out
that's really the word that.
Oh my God. We're doing the casual schmishmortion throw. Oh my God.
Yeah, bro. So, like, when we actually do try, I want to make sure everything's Gucci and maybe completely doing the opposite of what the doctor suggests.
The pastor's son.
Wow.
Two schmishmortions going straight to hell.
Alexa, play Taylor Swift Antihero.
What?
It's
me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
It's Ellen.
Alexa off. Hi. I didn't realize she was down
here. He had two schmishmorshies.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, this is new information for me.
Can I just ask you a question?
Is that like illegal where you are?
Why are you not in jail?
Oh, I mean, this wasn't recent. This was when we were still in New York.
Oh,
how did it happen twice? How do you do that twice?
Power sperm.
Legit.
You see, Jessica, when a sperm reaches the egg.
Oh, you weren't double bagging it like I was?
This is the girl who was pregnant. Do you remember who had condoms
the fish
and married.
Bowl. Do you remember the fish
I'll never forget Jess being married and having a fishbowl of condoms. And I'm like, what do you need that for? She's like, because we use condoms. I'm like, ew.
I'm so scared.
Ew.
I was so
scared.
That
was my problem.
That's your husband. What?
We didn't use condoms. We were not very careful.
Yeah.
One of them happened before we were actually officially dating.
Mm. Whoa.
Hose.
See, like, I just felt like when we were using the condoms, we were at a point where, like, we were too young for a child, but too old for a Smish Morrison. So it was just like...
And a bobo?
Fucking a bobo. Trying to make it all
I
cute.
I think I hate it less because that's what they call their dog. Bobo?
I don't know. So I was just really paranoid about it.
Yeah. I guess. Damn, what I'm not about to do is get whole ass married and then still use fucking rubber distractions. I'm good. I'm not doing that. I'll sooner pull
what
and
do you
pray.
Call it? Rubber distractions?
Like, those shits don't make it feel better. If I'm married to you, I'm not using condoms.
Yeah,
no
but
way.
There are so many.
Just
like,
at the end, you just throw it on there.
What?
Yeah, like just there, right at the end.
Or there's a million
so many,
other
like,
places you could put it.
Oh my God. There's so many fucking weird.
I wish there was camera on me right
condoms
now.
Too. Like, why the fuck did anyone ever want a condom that's both hot and cold? Or like,
ribbed.
Who thought, oh, that's ribbed. A good idea.
It's, oh, women love ribbed. What? We do? Yeah,
for her pleasure and yours.
I'm sorry. Our dick's ribbed.
Who wants a condom that feels like fucking icy hot? Who goes, oh, yeah, that's what a vagina
needs. Yep, that's what it needs. There's one that it has, like, bubbles on it, like, raised bumps on it. And I'm like, it's giving herpes. I'm good without this one. I'm okay. Hard pass.
What?
There's condoms that have, like, actual texture to them that, like, when it goes in, if like, I got to find them.
That's not great.
Mm-hmm.
They're also
These are
some
all created
that, like,
by men, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the top of some of them are also literally like bigger around than the bottom. And it's like, what's fucking wrong with your dick that it looks like that?
The same people who are creating these condoms are the same people that are making vibrators that go. Zzz, 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 zzz. Nobody wants that. We all want the straight. Zzz. We don't want
the stopping. Why are you
we don't
stopping?
Want that. We know nobody wants those settings.
So,
why are there 30
so settings?
I hit the button one wrong time. I got to go 70 times to get it back to the straight stream. I'm like, damn it. You're fucking
He's
up my
kind of ridiculous,
flow.
Too.
Like, who? Stop making them like that. Stop
I
it.
Am actually sweating. It's so true.
It's like being in a fucking techno music video.
Like you're having sex and the guy just stops.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Who the fuck asked for that? Special request denied.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's a man's world. Like, they're so dumb.
Yeah, they're like, look at the 70 different vibration settings we have. And I'm like, sir, I'll take the one at medium strength, super strength, and, like, chill. I'll take those three settings, all one, and that's it. Thank you.
It's like when Dan asked how many holes there are. Like, they just don't know.
No, so unaware. These are the same people that are making, like laws about our bodies. So, like, let me shut the fuck up, but...
Hold on. Did he ask how many holes there are? Yep. What?
Yep. Okay.
Real life.
Super
question.
Quick story.
Story time.
Really quick story. Try not to out this guy so much, but so
nothing will out him as much as a girl in a back brace.
He was so mad about that. Had we not talked and shared worse things, he was like, take that off the internet. I'm like, no, absolutely not. That's how much I respect you is 0.0.
That's my favorite story that's ever happened on this
it's
podcast.
Like our most viral video, and he's so mad about it. It's like, what if she hears? I'm like, why do you care? You gave her life.
I'm never going to get over it.
All right, so if you guys know what we're talking about, Denny fucked a girl in a back brace.
Because she thought it was a corset.
And we found out more about this story. We asked him for the backstory. He was chasing this girl for
the
months.
The backstory?
Because I didn't know anything besides that he fucked a girl in a back brace. So I thought was, I'm like, you fucked a girl with a broken back? That's crazy. Tracy said,
all right,
break
everyone,
you more?
Brace yourself. We have the backstory.
Oh, my God, the backstory. I got you, Alan. So
I'm crying.
He was chasing this girl who was trying to fuck her for like months. Then she broke her back. It was pre-back. Mm. So at that point, I guess she was like, fuck it, I'll fuck him now.
Yeah.
What I got to
Might
lose.
As well.
And he said, well, I was already going after it, so that's how men work. The broken back didn't factor in at all.
Oh my God, it gets better and better. I can't. Denny may be one of my favorite humans, and I don't tell him enough, truly.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're at the doctor, and it's a gynecologist, and he was telling us this story. This is the craziest story that I can't. So he's got a patient, okay, naked, spread eagle, whatever, you know, as you do, as one does at the gyno.
As one does.
And the girl tells him that. Tells the doctor that he's in the wrong hole.
Okay.
Which, right away, okay. All I could think about was, my first thing was like, even if the doctor was, let's pretend,
in the wrong hole.
I would never, ever, I'd let him just carry on.
That's like being like to a guy like who fixes cars and being like, excuse me, sir, that's the carburetor. I think he knows where he's at. Thank
you. He's got a clear view. He literally... 100% knows the vagina more than I know
yes,
the vagina.
Seriously.
And I'm like, that's just, to me, an insane thing to tell your gynecologist who delivers babies that they're in the wrong hole.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
You know? And Dennis promptly goes to the doctor, how many holes are there?
Dennis.
And I'm like, get me out of this conversation. organization. This is so inappropriate. Get me out of here. But I just thought that was one of the craziest things I've ever heard, because I just would never.
Men blow my mind. They really are. They do.
So, yeah, the guys aren't sure, you know, what holes to how many there are designing our sex toys. I'm surprised there's no, like, we love Doc Johnson. Mm-hmm. They're a family company, which I always thought was, like, the greatest thing they could say. What does that even mean? Really? You know, it's like, that was, like, part of their thing that made them really proud about their sex toys, is that they were a family-run business. And I'm like, what goes on in your family? What happens at Thanksgiving? Are we just bringing our dildos to the table? what are we doing with the turkey legs? I don't know.
We don't ask questions.
But there's no, like, female owned, like, we should create, you know, like, you know, it's like a big thing now. Women run businesses.
I would love to have a sex toy company, because I would literally kill it.
We should do that. Like, women own dildos company. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we'll make Alan the chief ribbon cutter.
Mm. Yeah. Love that for Alan.
So, all right.
Yes.
This has a weird, weird turn, and I have a question. Y'all know what Bad Dragon is, right?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. You have to look this up right now. Look up Bad Dragon dildos.
It's an incredible name, by the way.
Okay. High quality sex toys. Is there a specific link I should be looking at? Like, images?
Yeah, go for images,
well,
sure.
All my images are blocked.
LOL at the first thing that comes up is Bad Dragon dildo coupons. Ew, meat cannon. Meat cannon? Nope.
Hold on. Where does it say that?
Meat cannon are two words that do not.
What was pork sword?
It's giving pork sword, meat cannon. It looks like.
Ew, what is this?
Can you describe what the meat cannon looks like?
It looks like when you chew meat and you have your teeth marks in it, and then they sculpted it to go.
Look
and
like
have
balls?
A vagina.
To be balls?
It's a dildo, but it looks like it's been chewed on.
I might go into labor after seeing that.
There's balls. There's wrinkles.
Can I see that again?
I don't really know. I'm not well.
So, like,
$150.
If you go, oh my god, yeah, these things are nuts. But, like, they're so fucking popular, like, on the internet. It's so weird to me.
Or in porn websites.
Well, okay, Tracy, what do you think out of that? Like, well,
where did you hear about this? Is my question.
Porn, my dude, porn.
So you you go on porn websites and you type in dragon meat. What is this called again?
No, dragon. Like, there are people in porn that, like, exclusively use things like this for masturbating.
Do you think?
And it's like a whole genre of porn, and I don't understand why, because, like, this stuff looks terrifying to me.
Oh, don't worry. Your meat cannon glows in the dark.
Ew. Well, just so you could find it. You know, just in case shit gets crazy, you need to find it.
The description.
I don't want to hear the
so
description.
It's so insane that it doesn't even. It's insane.
I don't think I want to.
Like, to me, it's kind of disturbing, because there are things that are on this
it's
site.
It's disturbing.
That are literally modeled after,
who,
like,
the
dogs
fuck is
and
Papa
things.
Meat?
And I'm like,
ew, dogs.
Yes, there are things on here, like, modeled after, like,
Wait, time out. Can we please change Alan's name from Batty Daddy to Papa Meat?
No.
I'm begging
no.
you.
No.
Please.
I'm gonna put my foot down on that one. I don't think I'd ever be able to say
I'm calling it. Calling him Papa Meat from now on.
I'm good.
I veto every no.
I'm gonna go no on that one, Jess. Sorry.
Cum tubes? Tracy,
I don't know. No.
First of all, why is this blocked?
This
why can't
is,
you look at shit on your phone?
Of all, I don't know. First of all, the colors of all this shit is its own level of disturbing. Oh my god, this one is an actual gecko. The gecko face, and the balls
oh my god,
are
that's,
brains.
What do you call, like, animal?
This
like
is animal endangerment. Is what? This
what is it? There's
is.
Like
bestiality.
Yeah, that's bestiality. Sticking a lizard up your twat.
Ew! Ew! Oh, I don't like this.
This one is a literal paw.
Ew, this one's an octopus leg. It's got the suction cups.
This one's called David's Paw, and it's a literal dog paw.
I'm good. This is my fear in the world of dating, because what if I like somebody and then he like tells me that he uses bad dragon and I have to like literally call the cops on him?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You're telling me that that's not a gorilla pussy right there? That's what has to be that. Like an orangutan?
I need the Men in Black erase my brain thing right now.
I can't stop looking at this. This is horrible.
Only Alan would know
You're
about
welcome.
This.
I had to ruin everyone's day.
You have.
You've done it.
We're going to get the worst targeted ads this week.
Shit. Fuck. I wish I turned my phone off for this. Also, like, I feel like we also deserve, like, a check from Demon Dragon. What is it, Bad Dragon?
Demon Dragon. Like... It should be Demon Dragon.
Do you
Hold
really
on a
think
second.
That Bad Dragon is going to send a check to the people that are going, oh, my God, this makes me want to throw up?
Yeah, because we're generating so much fucking Google searches right now.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. There's a whole line called Little Squirt.
I'm pretty sure the people who have dog mouth places to put your dick don't really care if we're offended by it. They seem like they're get off on that shit. But also,
I don't understand. They squirt.
I'm good with this.
This
Let's
one's
change
called
the topic.
Doggy's Butthole, and I don't like
we're
that.
Good. I could have gone without that. Thank you.
So anyway,
let's move along. I'm cringing so hard. And like my
who wishes they had COVID and was stuck home alone.
I wish I had COVID and wasn't at this episode.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I texted Rachel yesterday, like, what's Alan doing in that room all alone? I want to know.
No, I'm good.
I'm miserable. I'm watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine and
that's what she said.
Working from home.
That's also what she said. And I said, and a lot of masturbation. But I didn't tell her that because I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Burst her bubble.
Except today, I have no choice. I had to take a sick day because since our power's out, I can't do any work from home. So whoever fucked up our power is costing me a day's wage, and I hate them.
I'm so sorry, meat daddy.
This is why you always need to make sure that your vibrators are charged, because on days like this, where there's no power, you need to be able to have something to hang out with. That's
Tracy,
charged.
You know they make battery backups for that. You know that, right?
I actually don't have any that have like physical like AA batteries. They're all like rechargeable.
No. I mean they make portable battery chargers that you can like plug your dildo into for situations like this.
I didn't know
like
that.
That will yep, it'll it's really meant for charging your phone, but it'll charge anything that has a power cable.
Well, all of mine have that little like pointy charger. What is it called? It's actually giving sex toy because it's a little tiny circular hole and then a little tiny pointy charger. It's like charger sex.
Yeah, it's the one that like
what
it
are
has
those
to
called?
Go inside.
Yeah.
It's like a DC charger. There's a certain number associated with it, but I don't know what number.
Yeah, all of mine have that, and I keep losing the chargers thinking, oh, I'll just throw my iPhone charger on it. It does not work that way.
Can you imagine, like, you're charging your dildo with the same thing that you charge your iPhone with? You should never do that.
Life would
imagine
be so much
what's getting onto your iPhone with every charge.
Yeah.
Imagine the power goes out in Jersey for 7 minutes and Tracy needs to use a... She's freaking out about charging her vibrator.
I would be like, damn it, I knew I should have plugged it in last night.
She's gonna be like, what did Alan tell me to do again?
Where do I get those chargers?
No one could touch Tracy's phone because, like, the charge port would smell like vagina.
Nuh-uh.
Horrible.
We don't have that issue over here. It's not like any, like, there's no weird smells going on, so we're good over here.
So we're talking about somehow weird penises, dildos, and it made me think of weird penises that Tracy and I unfortunately had the pleasure of seeing recently. Alan, have you heard of this new show? Well, it's on HBO. It's a naked dating show. Have you heard about it? It's called Naked Attraction.
I have not.
Well,
no.
That's what you should do right now.
Okay,
because
wait.
I need you to understand the pain that I am now suffering of Jessica telling me, you have to go watch this show for research. And I was like,
okay, let me set the scene up for a second here. I am putting the baby to sleep. Therapy kid. And I come out and Denny is eating dinner, macaroni salad. And on this TV, I'm on our 80 inch, are three penises. Mm-hmm. And I am like, are you okay?
What is happening?
Why do I leave for 5 minutes?
And this is what I
And this is what happens. And he goes, I'm going to be your segment producer. I got great content for the show.
And he did.
He did. He truly did. And I'm just like, what am I watching? So, Alan, I'm going to send you, just mute this on your end. But this is what a video Tracy had, I can't, sent to me. But it's...
After being forced to watch it.
Yeah.
I want to point out that, like, of all the foods to be eating while watching something with just people's naked dicks.
Yeah. Macaroni salad.
Noodles aren't, like, the go-to in my brain.
This is what I said to him. I said, how are you eating macaroni salad and looking at these dicks? It's disturbing.
I'm scrolling through the show and there's one episode where it says Tracy. So I was like, well, that's clearly the one that I have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time she's talking to the contestant and her name is Tracy. And I'm like, I feel like I'm the contestant.
Yeah.
Why are they focused so much on his dick just now?
Okay, what? So let me explain to you how the show
works.
Okay, so it's called Naked Attraction. It's a show that's been overseas for... I think they said 7 years, something like that, but it just came to HBO. And obviously, because we're a bunch of perverts in this country, it went viral in like a day. And
Jess being one of them. And Denny.
Denny found out about it real quick.
Yeah.
And so how the show works is, so let's say you're starting with the woman. So she's up there. She's fully clothed. The host is fully clothed. They unveil
the bottom
first of these people. And they like slowly reveal each body part.
So they're all standing in a box and the box reveal goes all the way up to his like abdomen.
Yes.
That's all you see.
So the first thing
all
you see
is
five
cock and balls.
Yeah.
Chilling. And you instantly got to figure out which one you're drawn to.
The host. And the
this
contestant.
This is the most uncut dick I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, they're all, one is worse than the next.
The
Alan,
host
I'm telling
and
you.
And the contestant go up to each dick.
And they, like, zoom in. They, like, bend over. They're like,
they're
look at the wrinkles on that one.
Yeah.
Do you fancy the wrinkles on that bull sack? Yes, you do. You fancy it? Okay, I'm like, bleh.
The host is as serious as a heart attack. Yeah.
She is giving Chris Harrison, the Bachelor, but for dicks. It's
wild. She's like, what do you think about this penis?
Yeah, do you fancy that?
Is it to your liking?
How's the uncutness of it?
Oh, I've never seen one like that, but I would...
I don't quite unlike it.
I would pleasure it. No, I mean...
Yeah, no, she says things like that. She's like, a bit bigger than I think that I would be able to handle.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm like... Are you guys all okay?
So then they do like the next part of the body and you're seeing like their
the
bellies.
Pecs and
yeah. And then they do
still no face.
Then they do the next part of the body.
But every round she eliminates. Imagine a guy signing a contract and being like, yes, you can judge me for my uncut dick.
Yes.
And then also maybe send me home before seeing who I am. Then it's like, oh, I don't work out. Or am I going to get sent home? And then the face redeems everything. Like I've seen girls be like, oh, that dick is gross, blah, blah, blah. His pecs need a little more, but his face is hot, so that's the one I'm gonna pick.
Right.
It's wild.
You're right. So this is the interesting part, is that each body part there's an elimination round.
Yeah.
So you're literally eliminating somebody based off their cock
or their abs or whatever, and then their face is last to go.
Yes.
And then once she chooses the top two people, she has to get naked so that they could see her naked body and judge her. And then she gets to pick the final guy. Never seen anything so degrading.
Yeah, they're all naked. Everyone's naked, but
then they like
the
awkwardly hug every time he eliminates someone. They make them hug. Like, it's so weird.
So then there's obviously men that go up there. And to me, this is almost crazier because now you're looking at five vaginas and he's eliminating vaginas.
Yeah. He's like, that one's a bit unkept, no? And I'm like, oh my God.
And I realized a couple things.
What is
during
his haircut?
I've never seen so many different. I thought they kind of all looked pretty similar.
I thought a vagina.
Oh, that's a horrible. The hugging and Jesus Christ, this is so uncomfortable. Like, if I wasn't already nauseous,
Alan, I'm telling you, I watched this the other day and I couldn't wait to get. I'm like, Jess, how much more of this? How much more?
I don't know if you have like access to a television near you, but if you could put it on, like, I'd love to hear your feedback of this. But it is crazy. So. There's a few things.
I'm actually thankful that my power is out right now, so I don't have to watch this.
There's a few takeaways. One, naked men walk fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, there's...
It's so weird.
Like, there's a one of those dildo daddies up their butts. What do you look
at? It's like they're trying to clench something important in their ass as they walk. And also, their arms hang weird. Is it just me? When they were every guy walking off, I'm like, why are their arms doing that? Is it because
you
their
said
dick
it
is
to me?
That?
But I had said it to Den the night before. I go, why are they all walking like, yeah, like they walk weird. Away? It's almost like the swag they have in clothes
doesn't translate.
It does not translate.
It's swag is their clothes only, because when they're naked.
I mean, I'll say that, like, as a guy walking naked, dick in the wind, you're walking a little more cautiously because you've got one of the few
it
parts
seems,
of your body.
But no, in this show, like, it seems more recklessly.
I can't.
What is there? What is going on? Alan, I need you to watch these because you're not going to understand until you watch it. But... Jess and I were, I literally sent Jess a photo and been like, wait, why are these, she's like, do you think these vaginas are weird looking? And I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, so first takeaway is men walk like there's a meat cannon in their ass.
Okay.
Second takeaway, I'm looking at these vaginas and I'm like, that looks different than mine.
Yeah, this me no likey.
Okay, Alan, I'm going to send you a picture. So this is the other thing that I've come
is
to realize.
Is it the picture you drew?
No.
Please don't send that one.
I will also send that, but so... I'm realizing, so, okay, I will talk, all right, I don't know what's normal, if there is a normal, maybe they're all
maybe
so different.
Maybe we're not normal.
But my vagina sits under me. When I look in the mirror, naked,
I don't see full-on head-on vagina.
See a vagina, like how you see a penis. But some of these girls,
full-blown slits up to their belly button.
I just sent it to you, meat daddy. What do you?
Don't call him that.
I
think that's a bit high.
But it wasn't just one girl where I was like, she has an odd vagina. There was, out of the five, like two or three had them like this. And I'm like, holy shit. I never realized that women had such high hopes.
So, all right. Jessica,
we need
now
feedback.
That's what I said.
We figured that out.
So I said to Tracy, what is yours?
Sent it to her right away, real quick.
She goes,
I was like,
do you want to see mine? And I go,
no,
not really.
And I was
really.
Like, no, you're going to, because now I need to know if I'm weird
said,
or not.
She sent it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Well,
I need
to
know.
Daddy, so like, we all do things that we don't want.
Alan, have you ever noticed that about the vagina? I mean, because how many people are standing? That's the thing. You see a vagina, maybe you're laying down. Mm-hmm. How many are you seeing, like, just standing
just
on
casually
display?
Standing, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, so Alan, this is what I drew to explain.
Oh my God. No, not the drawing. all these will be on Patreon.com.
I really hope that like Cecily by accident has a show and tell and takes this.
No.
Wait, can you actually put all this on Patreon? Can you put my drawing on there?
Yeah, because I feel like we need maybe a voting on Club Batty of like if you're a high or a low vagina.
Correct.
I would say the high is the slit, visual slit. And then the low is the mostly coverage.
These are
the
my
under,
drawings.
The under vagina, if you will.
See how one is high, Alan, and one is low?
See, I didn't think this was how this conversation was going to go
yeah,
at
well,
all.
Yeah, well, we are so...
Like...
No, we're so curious because we're like, we need Alan to tell us the majority of vaginas that he's been with, are they high or low vaginas?
Or have you never thought
I
about it?
I don't know. I thought this was going to be like an innie or an outie situation.
It is. It is an innie or an outie. And I have an innie. These... these bitches are outies like wild.
I kind of knew where mine was, my front facing camera. But I'm
checked.
Fucking like 7 months pregnant, standing in front of the mirror naked, trying to find my vagina. I'm like, where's that thing? Oh, it's under. It's an undercarriage for sure. Do you have any thoughts, Meat Daddy?
Stop calling him that.
I'm not going to respond to Meat Daddy.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you so much.
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I guarantee you could ask any guy ever, and they've never really thought about it.
Yeah, because we haven't. Yeah, but we heavily think about male dicks, and it's very important, the look of one.
Correct.
So we just assumed you guys they think about
care.
The look.
No.
They don't care.
No.
It's wild how little you guys care about anything. It's wild.
They, broken back, broken vagina, they don't care.
No, you're right.
Look,
you're right.
Guys care about very few things when it comes to vaginas. As long as there's not a smell, there's not a weird taste, and there's not, like, enough of a bush that if I had to, like, fight through the jungle to get there, don't care.
Hell no.
Like, if I have to, like, take a weed whacker to get to your vagina, it's too much.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. So, oh my God, I forgot they do the up close of the feet too.
They dissect, they make them turn around and evaluate their asses. They check out their feet. Huh? They go up real close and they're like, what do you think of her nipples?
Yeah.
He's like, they're a bit high for me. He's like, the nipple to breast proportion is pretty good. I'm like, who really talks like this?
I hope every single one of them ends up realizing that they're miserable and won't be happy no matter what they do.
I think that they only thought it would be in their country and now they're heavily regretting doing this. I can't imagine them not being like, wow, I'm naked in America.
Look, this is a different vagina. Look how high that one is.
No, I'm very uncomfortable with most of these. I'm more uncomfortable with the way the host casually talks about these than anything else I think about the show. Honestly, we need everyone's feedback of this. Also, like, I'm a big believer in hardwood floors, so, like, this whole carpeting situation is not it.
Yeah, it's, you know, fucking overseas. They're different.
They don't care. There was a girl who went on there butt ass naked with feet that looked like it was collecting fungus for years. And I'm just like, the way you have zero. I mean, her teeth also were busted. So whatever.
This is a great shot.
Self-care, but
of look at that. That's under and that is over.
Yep. I don't know what to say. Yeah. It's all real weird.
But I didn't even know. I don't know. So I'm learning so much about the human body. A big part of it is that I do not like the human body. There was not 1 minute where I was turned on during the show, even with the hot guys. I was like, I hate this. I hate the naked body, unless it's in motion, fucking is just, it's horrible.
It's so weird because unless you're actually seeing the act of sex, I never, ever, ever want to see a naked body ever.
I truly am
uncomfortable with naked people.
I became like a 12-year-old. I was like, ew, Dennis, turn this off.
Yeah, no, it's so weird. Nothing about it. And the way people stand when they're naked, how uncomfortable they stand. Like, I watched grown men stand with their feet almost touching. Like, give yourself a fucking stance like a real man, please. I can't. I'm so uncomfortable.
You sent me the one part of the show where the host asked the final two contestants to, like, judge each other's dicks.
Oh, my God. And then she's like, did you look at his dick? Did you look at his dick? What did you think? And then he was like, oh, it's a pretty nice dick. And I was just like, this cannot be real life. Like, imagine, like, maybe it's because I'm from Jersey and New York and New Jersey guys would literally never make
eye contact.
It's too
gay for them.
Let alone. There would be zero eye contact, let alone like actually looking at something. There, it never would happen. That I'm so uncomfortable with how these men overseas are so like, yeah, I looked at it. Yeah, it looks good to me. What do you mean it looks good to you?
We're America. We're the homophobia capital of the world.
It's not about homophobia. It's about just like the casualness of just like I physically wouldn't look at another girl's body on this show and be like, yeah, let me judge her head to toe because I know guess what's coming. She's going to do it to me. I would never be able to do it. I'd be like no eye contact whatsoever. I'd be so scared.
Are you kidding me? That's the moment where you're like, I'm about to be nice as fuck.
Oh, no, I want to be nice to everybody. And without making eye contact, I'd be like, oh, yeah, the girl, what, three rows down? Yeah, okay, I see her over there in the corner of my eye. Yeah, okay. But I would never, like, straight up look at her.
Can you imagine someone
calling you out, though? No, I'd be so nervous. That's why I'm like, I could never do it. These people are
bold. Like, someone being like, oh, yeah, I really like your body. And them being like, yeah, well, your dick hasn't twitched even once. And you're like, oh, shit.
We watched one that was a lesbian one, which I thought was really good. So the girl was picking up between dudes and chicks. And, the girl and her first like elimination was because you could see like it was the vagina and the one girl had like a belly over the vagina and she got rid of her and she was actually a really beautiful girl, but I'm just like, oh God, like it's just
the one that I watched, the guy got rid of a girl based on her vagina, I think, and then she was like the prettiest girl there, and he was devastated over it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you sent me that video. Yeah. That was good.
She was really pretty.
It's a crazy show. I want to tell everyone to watch it, but also like know like where and when are you going to watch this? Like, you know, not everyone is comfortable in their living room on an 80-inch watching this.
Oh no, and that's what I said to her. I'm like, I am watching this on a 75-inch TV. Like, these dicks are human size. Like, I've seen details I never needed to see in my life.
I told one of my guy friends, and he was like, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to. I'm like, you need to watch this. He's like, yeah, I gotta find a time when my wife's not home, so I'm not like watching this naked girls dating show. But
can you imagine, like, we talked earlier about how fucking difficult it's going to be to describe bad examples to someone. Can you imagine you meet your future spouse on this show and you have to give the, how did mom and dad meet? And it's like, well, I stared at his dick and it was the least weird of the group.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the other thing, that the episode ends where they go on a date and they're in their clothes. And it was funny because most of the contestants are like, yeah, you know what? It took like the edge off. Like, the first date wasn't weird. Like, we've already seen each other naked. Like, it's like we were kind of both relaxed. And I was like, that's kind of an interesting take on it. But yeah, wild, wild show. I mean, I
was ill prepared.
Yeah, I couldn't watch too much of it, but it was.
I watched one episode. It was the episode with the girl named Tracy and I think Matthew. And I watched one and I could not continue. She's like, you got to watch another one. And I was like, I cannot. I did my research for the show. I watched both men and women decide, and I've had quite enough. Quite
enough. Can you imagine like getting done with your first date and then not sleeping together at that point?
No. Well, like, no, they did say this. They went on a date and like the girl was like, I don't know if you fancy me. Like, after the date, she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, bro, you've already seen him naked. Like, you might as well have sex at this point. Like, right. What? You've already seen them naked. Like, where are we going from here? If the date sucked, just do it and like get yours and go home. Never call them again.
Listen, props to all these people. I couldn't have my body.
Oh no, I'm
piece by piece analyzed.
It's weird. I'm not like an insecure person, but the way I'd be the most insecure person out there, like, I don't need anybody that detailed, like zooming in on anything
in HD, high res.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No, thank you. And then the one, too, I was like, the girl that was judging everyone's bodies when it was her turn to get naked, she was so mid. And I was like, doesn't feel good, does it? Doesn't feel good. What a world we live in. What a weird show today.
I'm honestly totally freaked out that, like, the UK came up with that before America did. That seems like such an American thing to do.
They're very loose with their, like,
I guess
body.
So. The way, like, they speak about it was wild. Like,
I feel like we are, like, little... we are hornier, but we're uptight.
We're low-key about it. Yeah. You know what, like, I mean? The girl was describing it, and she's like, oh, you like an upper-built body. And she's like, yeah, I just expected the pecs to be a little bigger. You know, like, I like a built upper body so he could throw me around. And I was just like, bold. Like, I say the same shit, but, like, to my friends. Like, I can't imagine being on TV saying it.
Honestly, though, the one thing I was jealous of was the host. Like, I would do that job in 2 seconds. It was hilarious. Her level of having to keep it under control was impressive. I it would be a challenge to do that, but it would be fun, you know, to fucking look at dirty dogs all day and just be like, what do you think, you know? And like, if she would even, like, if the girl didn't like a cock, she'd be like, oh, really? I thought it was a lovely one.
Yeah, I thought it was a lovely cock. And I'm like, ugh. God, I hate when people describe. That's why I can't date anybody with an accent. Because I'm like, you start saying, like, oh, I fancy this about you and you have a lovely blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, bro, just call me hot. Like, get over it.
Yeah, right. Like, you don't need to hear that someone has a lovely meat cannon.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, baddies, this has been a show.
Guys, this is not where we thought this was going. But, you know, here we are.
It was just, we were just supposed to make fun of Alan today and it got,
I think, like, we lost, got lost in translation. Because you know what? Even Alan wouldn't go on that show. Even Alan, who is so fucking... honestly, probably bolder than we are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him going on it. So it's really making fun of us and our weird ass insecurities.
Yeah, today for sure.
Yeah, we're the big losers. Alan, you're off the hook.
Alan, would you go on that show? Oh my God, he just...
did we lose Alan?
He left.
Meet Cannon, Daddy. Where
either
you
that
go?
Or he's like jerking off somewhere again.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, he goes to us again, Tracy. Yo, this
I've gotten ghosted more by Alan Waters than I have any other man in my whole life.
Same.
I have never been so disrespected by a man in my life than pastor's son, Alan Waters from the South.
Fell asleep.
This man hates me more than anybody ever. Yeah, oh! There it is. Beep, beep, fuck you bitches. You know what? He was probably on the phone call, put us on mute, and then was like, you know what, fuck these hoes, and hung up.
I can't. It's Tracy, the next time someone asks you if someone's ever fall asleep while being inside you, you could say, yes, Alan Waters.
Yep.
Literally done it all. All right, baddies, we will see you when?
Hopefully not next Tuesday. Hopefully we're canceled by then, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I think we're going to have to see you next Tuesday. Yeah. Fuck.
We'll see. It's not on my bingo card, but we'll see how it goes.
Signing off from your meat babies.
Bye.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Hosted on dimlywit.com.